So I've been reading the papers up here. Of course, I started with the Star because it has titties. You know, Americans are often accused of being illiterate, and by and large, we are. After all, we're the country that's produced the Kardashians and the Jersey Shore and things like that. You've heard of the Kardashians? Okay, I. You know, we're not known for our vast intellect. You may look into some of the presidents we've had in recent memory. We've George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan weren't exactly... they didn't study that hard, let me put it that way. But one thing that you don't have to ask Americans to do, one thing you don't have to have Americans, entice Americans to read a newspaper, you don't have to put breasts on the third page. But God bless you, you do here. And I love you for this. Let me just read the caption to this one here, because yes, I read it. Her name is Gina, G-E-E-N-A. Of course it is. No one would be named G-I-N-A anymore, because that's just fucking old school and old hat. And oh God, Grandpa, you probably don't even have a piercing through your cock. You don't even have a sleeve tattoo. What do you know about fun? Her name is Gina. The people of Manchester are lucky so-and-sos. Not only do they have the two top football teams in the Premier League. Well, certainly that makes you a lucky so-and-so. Living in Manchester, I think, removes part of the luck. Great shops and stunning countryside less than a half an hour away. I love that specificity. Because if you've ever been to Manchester City Center, it's a fucking city center with railings and pavements and fucking shit blowing everywhere and Mexican restaurants that are underground that are absolutely lethal. My wife got out of a cab once in front of the Holiday Crown Plaza in Manchester, and two guys pulled up and went like, "How much?" You know what I mean? And she's like, "Fuck you," you know? And they're like, "How much?" And yeah, it's rough. But apparently a half an hour away from Manchester, you can be in Salford and just basking in the unbelievable countryside. But they're also soon to be greeted to the charms of Gina Mullins. The 19-year-old is moving from Essex. What a surprise. Who would have thought that a girl who'd be on page three, named Gina, would be from Essex? Those mad for it Manx will really be singing in the rain. I don't even know what that fucking means. What does that mean? Is it like Gene Kelly? They're striding down the street having just done a shitload of ecstasy or whatever, or ketamine or whatever. La 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 la. And then they get a load of her, of Gina, and they're like, "Oh, singing in the rain."